I know there's lots of things in the cartoon they haven't touched on in the X-Men franchise yet. I mean, the cartoon did have quite a lot of aliens in it.
That was the one rumor that they might be going into space in the next film to set up to do the finally do the aliens bit of the franchise. Which, I mean, the glib answer, I guess, is could I be sent into space instead? But if anything else, I don't know, I guess it's something they haven't done before. Although, again, you won't worry that'll just send them spiraling away from their actual central metaphor.
Yeah, I mean, if the problem with X-Men Apocalypse is that Apocalypse is a bit too daft. He seems way too silly for a film that's, you know, as sensible as, like, you know, X-Men United or the original X-Men. So I think adding aliens to the mix isn't probably going to increase the level of seriousness.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think the way they've set the X-Men up, the look, the direction, the whatever, particularly matches this big scale mass destruction hand wavy energy blast stuff. I think the good bits of the X-Men franchise are often the sort of close quarters combat stuff, which is I think why I liked the military section.
Yeah, a bit of the military base.
Yeah, never mind. I was also kind of, since we've already mentioned it, I was kind of disappointed they went in for the Phoenix again on Jean Grey, but I guess, I don't know. It might have worked if they spent more time building it up, but it was just a bit sort of, we've got a new Jean and now the Phoenix without really much between them. But anyway, that'll sort of depend on how they handle it in the next film, I guess.
If they do another film, and if they have Sophie Turner back for it.
I don't know. Although I do start to wonder if it might be time to have a director other than Bryan Singer. I wouldn't mind seeing most of this cast back, as I said.
Is he doing the next film? And do we know what he has planned?
Don't know, and therefore no. There's rumours of an X-Force film, which is the sort of militant strike force wing of the X-Men. I do somewhat wonder if Psylocke is being introduced here to set her up to be in X-Force, but we may never know. Well, we might know once they announce who's in X-Force. But it wouldn't surprise me if that was actually a sort of Wonder Woman-esque setup for spin-off, except they haven't announced the spin-off yet.
Yeah, it's possible.